Welcome to segment two of the TKO. Here on segment two, we're going to preview Bellator 40 and then also the upcoming Strike Force event, Diaz versus Daly. So to start out anyway, Bellator 40, it's going to be April 9th. Mm-hmm. The headline of that one is a welterweight super fight, they're calling it. Super fight. It's the welterweight champion Ben Askren versus Nick Thompson. Nick Thompson, a lot of experience on this guy, 38, 13, and 1.
Do not sleep on Ben Askren.
Yeah, Ben Askren's undefeated.
A dog.
7-0, undefeated. So,
very good wrestler. Very good wrestler.
Yeah. How do you see the fight going?
Ben Askren, hands down. He's one of the people I'm really seeing kind of taking that jump to UFC probably after this Bellator. Mm-hmm. Because he's getting up there on a lot of people's.
Well, I don't know about after this one. He'll probably wait around until after the welterweight tournament, at
least.
Yeah,
that's what I meant, after this next Bellator tournament.
After the season, yeah.
But yeah, he's one of the people I think has the talent, and he's definitely got the hype at this point to kind of make that jump to UFC. And I'm excited to see it. You know, I want to see what he looks like against some of those fighters in the UFC.
Yeah, if he can beat Thompson here and then beat whoever wins the welterweight tournament, he'd be 9-0, undefeated. Mm-hmm. You know, Bellator champ. I think all of that says jump to UFC pretty quick there. And I definitely expect Askren to come out on top in this one, too.
Big fight for him on this one. Make sure he can keep that streak going.
Yeah, definitely. Honest Rob, you got any pick on that one?
I was just going to say, Thompson has a long fight record and experience. Mm-hmm. 38 wins, 13 losses. However, 4 of those losses are in his last 6 fights.
Mm. Ouch.
So it looks like he may be on the slide here.
Yeah.
Maybe chuckling out a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess let's go with the young gun. Let's go with Askren.
Nice.
It's all of us. That's a unanimous pick
right
there.
Across the board right there.
sort of a short event, this Bellator 40. Only 3 fights on the card. Yeah. The next one down is going to be the welterweight semifinal. It's Brent Weidman versus Jay Herron. And Jay Herron is 20-4. Mm-hmm. Brent Weidman is 18-5-1. Mm-hmm. So pretty similar records out of this guy, out of these guys. Do you see it going one way or the other, Brad?
I'm going for Jay Herron. I just think he's going to pull it out in the end. I've seen him fight before. He's got a pretty good style. So that's who I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with Weidman as I am with Herron, but from what I saw of Weidman, I think he's got a decent shot, but I think I am probably going to go with Herron in this one.
I guess just to give us a opinion, I guess I'll go with Weidman. I mean, for me, it's very, just looking at the stats, it's very balanced.
Yeah.
There you go, Rob. You be the outlier.
I'm going to be the outlier.
You know what I'm saying?
I am. That's true.
It's okay. I was the outlier last time with Korean Zombie and Leonard Garcia, and that worked out all right. So
Yeah. Keep talking.
Yeah, I will. We should really start keeping records.
We really should. Get a board going.
Have a trophy at the end of the season. That'd be good.
What's the next fight we're looking at?
Last fight on the card is going to be Lloyd Woodard versus Michael Chandler. That's the lightweight semifinal. Uh-huh. Lloyd Woodard, undefeated, 11-0. Michael Chandler, undefeated, 6-0. Michael Chandler's the wrestler. Yeah. Michael Woodard, the striker. Pretty big contrast between the two guys here.
I'm going to go with Chandler, just because.
I agree with you. I think he looked really good in his first fight. Lloyd Woodard did come out guns blazing in his fight.
Yeah.
But I think Chandler, with that wrestling base, is going to be able to take him down and control him.
You always got to go with the wrestling, if you ask me. It's just a safe bet.
I would agree. You know, being that what we've seen lately, we're talking about how the sport has evolved, so you got to go with the wrestler. However, we haven't seen these guys lose.
Yeah.
So, to say there's a hole in one of their games...
Kind of hard.
Who knows?
I think Woodard was kind of an underdog coming into his last fight, even though he was 10-0. They were saying, you know, he hadn't really fought anybody yet, and he still came out on top on that one. So I think he's probably coming into this fight as the underdog, too, but maybe he thrives in that role.
Well, you know, it's like it's one of those fights where no matter who wins, you're not going to be terribly surprised.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one, though. That should be a good one.
So you're going to have the winner of Lloyd Woodard, Michael Chandler, going up against Patrick Frary in the lightweight final. And then you're going to have the winner of Brent Weidman versus Jay Herron going up against Rick Hahn in the welterweight final.
Right.
So, pretty big fights for these guys here.
Yeah,
to move on to the final is a huge deal for the shot at the Bellator belt.
And Bellator's been looking really good.
They really have,
Really impressed with the way they've been doing on MTV, too.
Yeah.
So.
I always sort of looked at them as like a junior league, kind of a minor leagues to the UFC.
Yeah.
And they've got some really good talent.
Yeah, they really do.
If they can solidify that, if a couple guys, let's hope Alvarez, for example, move up and fight well, they can really solidify themselves as a, hey, check us out. We these guys are up and comers.
Yeah.
These guys are all 23 years old, and they're going to be in the UFC in 3 years.
And now that WEC's gone, I really think that they need that. I really can appreciate what Dana White's doing. But for the sport to succeed, there needs to kind of be a minor leagues, you know, because not everyone's ready to jump, you know, from the local shows to UFC, especially all the talent they're going to be packed with three or four now venues being pushed into one. I mean, there's just going to be such a large amount of fighters.
Well, I mean, that's perfect. How many players are in the NFL? Just ballpark.
A lot.
500, something
somewhere,
like that?
Probably somewhere around there, yeah.
How many fighters are on the rosters in UFC for just on the roster? 100? And that's in all five divisions?
Yeah.
And well, you got to add the new divisions now. But yeah, okay, let's say 120.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of people waiting at the door for the next shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put it that way.
So there needs to be a little bit of a minor leagues, I think.
People can
hone their skills a little bit better.
I think Bellator fills out that role nicely.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I've been impressed. So, Strikeforce event coming up this weekend. Super excited about this one. Headline fight, Nick Diaz versus Paul Daly. I'm a huge fan of Paul Daly. If you don't know, now you know. I like that he hit Koscheck after the fight, actually. But
I like anybody that punches Koscheck in the face, generally. That makes you, you know, number one in my book. But to add to that, I hate Nick Diaz.
Yeah, you are not a Diaz
fan. So for me, it's all Paul Daly in this fight.
Well, here's the thing. What Diaz, the way he wins fights is he'll pick you apart from long range because he has those long arms.
Mm-hmm.
Pick you apart. The punches aren't very powerful. He hits you with a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then once he gets you on the ground, he does train Renzo Gracie jiu-jitsu. He's very good on the ground.
Good jiu-jitsu fighter, yep.
If he decides, though, I mean, because he has to kind of pick you apart to get most people on the ground, because Paul Daly isn't going to the ground.
Not willingly.
No. and I can't imagine him trying to stay in with Paul Daly because Paul Daly will knock anybody out.
Yeah.
So I actually see Daly winning this one. And I think what sets up, what really is the setup for this is kind of the background story of Strikeforce being taken into UFC.
Yeah.
He's banned from UFC. How is this going to work out if he's a Strikeforce champion? So I think that's kind of, people want to see how that's going
to
play out.
Yeah, I want Paul Daly to win for two reasons. One, I hate Nick Diaz.
Right.
So I want him to dethrone him as the champ. And two, I just want to see what Dana White does.
I really do. And I really hate to see him, you know, have to be like Eddie Alvarez, where, you know, you're the king of Bellator when you're just head and shoulders above the rest of the people there. But you got to do what you got to do to make a living, you know. So I see Paul Daly taking this one. Jason?
I got Paul Daly.
You got to go with Paul Daly.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's very talented.
New welterweight champ. That's unanimous here. The next fight, actually a pretty big strike force card. Another championship, lightweight championship on the line. Gilbert Melendez versus Tatsuya Kawajiri.
Yeah. And don't sleep on Melendez, man. He's a scrappy guy.
Yeah, he's only got two losses, you know, over 20 fights. Yeah. He's 19-2. I mean, he's a good fighter.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with Melendez on this one.
I have to, too, just because we keep talking about it on the show. The Japanese fighters just... they just don't get it done, man.
You know I'm going Melendez.
The next fight down is Gegard Mousasi versus Keith Jardine, one of the old UFC rejects.
Hang
there.
Hang it up, man. Hang it up. Got to go Gegard Mousasi on this one. He's got a lot of experience, a really good fighter in Jardine. I think I could beat Jardine at this point. I'm being serious. I just don't think he has anything left.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to go Mousasi. I mean, the guy's 33-1 and 30 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw. I just wanted to make that a little clearer. Keith Jardine is 35 years old. You know, he's always got that puncher's chance. He's heavy-handed. Yeah, he's proved it a lot of times in the past. But
he's unorthodox with his striking.
Yeah.
I mean, who was the last person he beat? When was the last time he had a good showing, you know? I mean...
yeah, if he doesn't have that one shot that really, you know, knocks the other guy out, then he's just...
and he seemed to gas very easily, too. Yeah.
Keith Jardine's last big win, to get back where you were saying, was at UFC 89, Bisping versus Lieben. He had beaten Brandon Vera. He also beat Liddell, we all remember that, at UFC 76. So it's been a few years. That last big win was in 2008. He has won his last two, but they're against nobodies.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Chuck Liddell now, you know, out of the UFC. Brandon, you know, doing more administrative stuff.
Yeah.
Brandon Vera kicked out because of his record and performance. I mean, so, you know, he caught Chuck Liddell on the downslope, and Brandon Vera was kind of always on the downslope.
not to keep focusing on Jardine, because actually I'm going to pick Jardine in this fight.
Oh, really?
Not to be different. I just think he's got one more left in him. He seems to win some that he's not expected to win.
All right, Rob.
But I want to read his Jardine's lost record that got him kicked out of the UFC. He lost to Rampage. He lost to Thiago Silva. He lost to Ryan Bader. He lost to Matt Hamill. And it looks like that's where he ended in the UFC.
Yeah.
So just, you know.
I don't know. I don't see him having that one left in him.
No,
but if you
I
do
don't.
Honest, Rob, you go for
you
it.
You know what, Rob? You want to put some money on this, you and me?
No.
You don't feel that good about it?
I don't think my heart's in it. I just don't.
The last fight on the Strikeforce card is going to be Shinya Aoki versus Lyle Beerbaum. lightweight guys. How do you see this one going?
I'm gonna go with Aoki. I know usually we don't pick the Asian fighters, but I've seen him fight. He's got some talent, and you know, it's kind of one of those things that a lot of the UFC fighters in his weight class are kind of wondering if he's ever gonna make that jump over to UFC. So I'm gonna go with Aoki on this one.
I think I'm gonna go with Beerbohm. He's 16-1. He's you know, not as experienced, I think, as Aoki, but I mean, just the one loss in his career so far. I think he can probably pull this one out.
And I'm gonna go with Beerbohm. I'm looking at the fight card right now. I see that white little square with the red circle in the middle, and immediately, you know,
starting to sound borderline racist.
No, because if it was the white square with the red and blue yin yang in the middle, then I might think twice. Korean zombie, right? But no. Japanese fighter. I gotta go against him. Beerbohm's got it.
All right, I'll stay outside on this one. That's fine. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Segment 2. I'm Brad.
I'm Honest Rob.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember to never leave it in the hands of the judges.